Topic 44, East and West. 1. An Oriental type of body has one set of qualifications, and an Occidental body has another set, and equally good, if I might so express it. I seek here to make this point clear, for the tendency of the Westerner is to ape the Oriental, and to endeavor to force his vibrations to the same key as that of the Oriental. At times, this causes concern to the inner teachers, and occasionally leads to trouble in the vehicles. There has been too much tendency to believe that to be an Oriental holds the goal for all. Forget not that even the great ones themselves are not all Orientals, and the masters in European bodies are of equal accomplishment to the better-known Eastern adepts. Ponder on this. From Letters on Occult Meditation, pages 45 through 46. 2. The seething millions of the Orient present a more serious problem to the great ones than do the peoples of the Occident, for ignorance is deeply prevalent among the masses of Asia as to the trend of affairs in the world of religion, owing to the widespread illiteracy of the races and their consequent easy exploitation and control by the religious demagogues, fervent prophets, and reactionaries. Disciples or workers on the second ray are now actively handling this problem. It is interesting to note that the reason for success in breaking down old barriers and in bringing about a condition of spiritual readiness everywhere in the Occident is largely due to the work of the Orientalist scholars in France, Germany, and England. They have made the literature of the East available in all its beauty to the West, and so have linked the spiritual truths of all ages with the truth of the Christian presentation, showing them all to be of equal progressive value. Now the masses in India, China, and Northern Africa must be awakened to the inner significance of their own faiths and to the part that Christianity plays in the same great religious program. This is occupying the close attention of certain second-ray teachers in India, Japan, and Syria. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 1, Esoteric Psychology 1, pages 176 through 177. 3. The Occident and the Orient are linked through the personality ray of the Occident and the egoic ray of the Orient, and this indicates eventual understanding once the second-ray Occidental soul becomes the dominant factor. When these various relationships are somewhat grasped by the peoples of the world, you will get the clue of the various happenings taking place today and will understand the goal and the method of its attainment more clearly. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 3, Esoteric Astrology, page 526.